You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and like the dude just said, we are just plain right. Man, it's local, it's state, it's national. We are covering down on all of the issues, and it is, by the way, what day is this? Tuesday. It's Tuesday, August 23rd, which kind of brings me to my points in my monologue today. So, I'll be honest with you, we should at all times be willing and able to exercise the right that we have in a free society to ask questions. Ain't nothing wrong with asking the question. It doesn't mean you're belligerent. It doesn't mean you're a lawbreaker. It doesn't mean you're bucking authority. It's a right to be a free thinker in this country. Now, listen, I've told you all before, I was a knothead kid, right? I mean, I was always getting into something. Always kind of curious about the what if. Like the time that my mom emptied out the medicine cabinet and I saw all that stuff in the trash and I thought to myself, I wonder what would happen if I mixed all that together. Well, something didn't mix well with something else and we had to clean that stuff off the ceiling before mom got home. So don't ever leave a knothead kid alone too long because anything can happen. But I was always questioning, I was always wondering, I was always very inquisitive. I mean, if something worked, I wanted to know why. If something was considered this the way it was, I wanted to know why it was the way it was. If somebody said, here's how you do something, I was kind of inclined to see if there was also another way it could be done. I remember my grandfather teaching me to pitch horseshoes. It was my granddaddy McBride, or granddaddy Mac as we called him. He built two sand-filled horseshoe pits in his backyard, and I can distinctly remember this. My brother and I were out in the back with him getting lessons on how this game worked. And he says in his classic fashion, he said, boy, you pitch the horseshoes underhanded like this. And if you get one wrapped around the post, that's called a ringer. It's 5 points. And boy, if you get one that leans up against the post, that's called a leaner. It's worth 3 points. And I'll never forget this. In classic knothead questioning fashion, I looked at him and I said, Granddaddy, what if I get one just to hang on top of the post? He just stared at me kind of deadpan for about 5 seconds. And he said, well, boy, I guess you win the game. But I did. I asked questions. I asked questions all the time. Sometimes the questions would slow me down. Like to this day, I'll be honest with you, I have a hard time reading a book because I want to underline key points and tab the pages for future reference. It's kind of hard to fall asleep reading a good book when you act like you're studying all the time. But sometimes, though, those questions have stood me well. I found out once when I was in Afghanistan that Donald Rumsfeld quoted one of my field reports from Afghanistan in a press conference because I always asked why, and I would include way more than the average details. That's kind of cool. But you see, here's the thing. In a free society, a society that values independent thinking and free market principles where competition is key, in such a free society, it is a must that we ask questions. When we fail to be inquisitive, to ask basic questions, then we have given up our ability to live free. There's a book that I've got posted on the Right Side Radio website. You can check it out. Recommended reading list on the rightsideradio.org. It's called Escape from Camp 14. I've talked about it on the show before. It's an amazing book. It's one of the most impactful books I've ever read. It's the personal story of a North Korean man named Shin Dong-hyuk. And Shin is the only man who is known to have been born into a North Korean prison labor camp and then escaped to the West when he was a young man. One of the reviews of the book describes his story this way, and I quote it. Shin was born in Camp 14, one of the most notorious in North Korea, the product of an occasionally allowed union of two inmates. He grew up without any knowledge of the outside world. He was a product of the camp culture where overworked and brutalized and underfed prisoners just struggled to stay alive. He witnessed a fellow student being beaten to death. He was badly burned over hot coals. He had a finger chopped off. He was lice-ridden. He was cold. He was nearly always hungry. He betrayed his mother and brother when they tried to escape in the vain hope of getting more food, and he felt no guilt because that was the world that was all about survival and not trusting anyone. He knew nothing of human rights. He escaped merely because he was hungry. An inmate told him that he could eat cooked meat if he could get to China, although he had little notion about where China even was. His escape at the age of 24 was nothing less than miraculous, but then he had to somehow reach China where he earned a living while hiding from the authorities, and by good luck, he made it to South Korea and eventually to the U.S. Shim became a human rights advocate. Moreover, his life in America, though, has not been easy. As with most refugees from North Korea, he bears the emotional scars that make any kind of normal adjustment extremely difficult. Here's me talking again. You see, Shin grew up in a place where questions were not allowed. You were to do what you were told at a moment's notice, without question, even to the extent in Shin's case where he turned in his own parents and felt no remorse about it because that's just the way things were. He literally escaped only because he was so hungry he didn't know what else to do at the age after 24 years of living like this. You see, Shin grew up in a society where to question was to risk life and limb. I cannot fathom what it must have been like to have no concept of a right to independent thought. In his case, if the representative who was speaking to him of the dear leader told you to do something, your lot in life was to do it without question, without a single question. But not here. Not in America, where it's been established that we not only have a right to question, we also have a right to share those ideas should we choose to do so. Now, are there laws? Certainly. But even then, we have a right to seek redress against our own government if, in fact, the laws or the application of the laws appears to be unjust. What about military service? Don't good soldiers follow orders? Yes, they do. Good order and discipline comes in part from a faithful adherence to lawful orders. Battles are won because soldiers follow orders. But they are not mindless drones in America. I've often heard, and I've seen it to be true, that unlike any other nation in the world, a U.S. service member needs to be told why something is happening as much as what needs to happen. See, we're a free society, and we are kept and made so by free-minded men and women who have dared to question. That's why Biden's vaccine mandates failed so miserably, because he tried to take away the right to question and to choose, the right to have another thought. That's why parents become so emboldened when they find out that woke ideology is being foisted on their kids in public school classrooms across America, because it evidences an attempt of a governmental entity to subordinate the thoughts and cares and beliefs of their own household. That's why people bristled when the government, during the pandemic, chose to declare some businesses essential and others non-essential, because it indicates a bureaucratic view that, you know, some forms of making a living are somehow valued more than others. You see, this is a free society, and we are free thinkers, and we question authority. And like I said earlier, it does not mean that by questioning authority that we're bucking authority. It means that we know that in a free society, the freedom of thought and the freedom to question are inherently valuable. So tell us what's what, that's fine. But be prepared to back it up with a reasonable, here's why. Because in America, we question. This is not North Korea. It never will be. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And I say all that to say, the things that we're seeing right now with liberals literally trying to change society on a daily basis, we have to ask the questions. We have to. This show exists in part to make sure that you have everything it takes to go out and ask the questions and be able to respond to the answers you're given. I wouldn't be here every day wasting my time if all I wanted to do was hear myself talk. I want you guys to know that you've got a right to have questions and to have them answered. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.